fencing might bring to mind images of the 17th century. The Three Musketeers, sword fighting, maybe the Princess Bride. In northern Michigan, there aren't very many options to learn how to fence, even fewer if you're in elementary school. But this year, Betsy Valley Elementary is offering an after-school program to help kids learn. Interlochen Public Radio's Kendra Carr explains.
When I arrived, fifth grader Carrie Kelly was geared up in her whites, the protective clothing worn to prevent harm during matches, and was up against her instructor.
If I'm coming close and you're doing this, I'm not afraid. But if I'm coming close and you're doing that, oh, then I'm really, really afraid. Then I have to take whites.
Carrie didn't have any experience with fencing when she started, but that didn't deter her.
I like playing sports and I wanted to give it a shot.
Fencing has been a sport since the 15th century and can improve endurance, flexibility, and reflexes. But student Addison Hogarth says it's also a mental sport.
It's really fun, but it's also hard because when you go to go against someone, they might try to trick you. And then you're the one that gets tagged.
Currently, there are 8 students enrolled, and they're focusing on the basics, says instructor Julia Klein.
Parries and counterattack and footwork, which is really important, footwork. But, you know, they're really new. I mean, they have no idea what to expect or what's to do.
The club was Julia's idea and has been in the works since 2019. That was when Julia was hired by the SEEDS after-school program and pitched the idea. Most of the other SEEDS after-school programs are focused on science and ecology, but Julia had another idea.
I suggested, and I was a little too excited for them to say no.
The fencing club was postponed for 2020, so Julia was able to use that time to slowly purchase the equipment.
It's kind of hard to, like, buy all at once because then you put number to it and it's like, ooh, well, I don't know about that. So I kind of collected bit by bit for over the month period.
Now they have some practice equipment and an electric target. Julia says the funding came from SEEDS.
They sponsor all the party, all the equipment.
Areas like Grand Rapids, Detroit, and Ann Arbor all have fencing clubs, but northern Michigan is a bit different.
I mean, we're a rural area. There is not much happening here.
The only fencing club in the Lower Peninsula, north of Saginaw, is the Traverse City Fencing Club. Some downstate high schools have small teams as an extracurricular, but fencing for elementary students is nearly unheard of.
I didn't know how enjoyable it was at the first minute.
That's student Carrie Kelly again.
I thought it was just going to be regular hitting each other with swords, but now it's more exciting and stuff than I thought.
Some colleges offer scholarships for talented fencers, but Julia says that's not really the goal of this program.
To be active, to think through what you're doing, to read your opponent, which can translate into many other anything in life. It's really life experience that they can take with them.
She wants to continue the program next year, maybe even get a local tournament going in the future. But for now, Julia is grateful for what they have.
Some kids will never try these sports because they have no means how to. But honestly, I think here in Benzie County, there are fundings, there are opportunities that we can apply ourselves to. And if we get what we need as far as gear, as far as equipment, I don't see reason not to have kids try and see how far they can go.
Okay, on guard. Good job.
That was Interlochen Public Radio's Kendra Carr reporting.